బ్యూటిఫుల్ వాయిస్ ఉంది అప్పుడు. అప్రారబ్ధం ఫలం పాపం కూటం బీజం ఫలోన్ముఖం క్రమేణైవ ప్రళీయేత విష్ణు భక్తి రతాత్మనాం. దిస్ వాయిస్ సేస్ ద అప్రారబ్ధం మీన్స్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ రియాక్షన్స్ విచ్ కమ్ యాజ్ కూట, విచ్ మీన్స్ ప్రొక్లివిటీ ఫర్ కమిటింగ్ సిన్, అండ్ బీజం మీన్స్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ సిన్ఫుల్ సీడ్స్, అండ్ ఫల ఉన్ముఖం మీన్స్ ద ఫ్రక్టిఫైయింగ్ సిన్ఫుల్ రియాక్షన్స్. సో దర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ స్టేజెస్ మెన్షన్ హియర్. జస్ట్ లైక్ ఇఫ్ యు హావ్ సీన్ ఎ మ్యాంగో ట్రీ, ద మ్యాంగో ఫస్ట్ ఇన్షియల్ ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ టెండర్ ప్లాంట్, వెన్ ఇట్ గ్రోస్ అప్ బికమ్స్ a tree, then slowly the mango flower manifests. From that flower, small seeds will come, and then you will find that grows into a big one, then green mango, then ripe mango. Correct, no? In the same manner, aprarabdha means the branches are there, leaves are there, but the seeds have not yet manifested. And then once the seeds manifest, naturally, you know, then that becomes a green mango, ripe mango, and then from that seed you can make one more tree also. Similarly, in this verse it is said, recently I was reading as Bhanu Maharaj writing about this, he said, the sinful reactions can be seen in our body in the form of some wounds or diseases or mental illness and all that. But prior to the sufferings we undergo, there is bijam. Bijam only turns into suffering. So, if one is able to destroy the bijam itself, then the sufferings also won't come. And how these bijas are destroyed? There are two ways to destroy them. Jnanagni dagda karmani basma sakuruti arjuna, Krishna says that. Or by drowning them in bhakti bhav. So, these two ways we destroy the bijam. So, he writes there that the karma phala and prior to that is bija. These two are things which manifest in this life, prarabdha karma. But the kutam is a slight indication of what is going to come in the next life. It's a subtle one. Just like karpuram, if you burn it, even after it is finished, still smell comes. Similarly, the smell is are the tendencies in our subconscious mind which shows up what body we are likely to get in the next life. Some clue we can get if somebody wants to know what I am going to be. And more subtle than that is aprarabdham. Aprarabdha karma which is remaining, which we don't even know. So the chanting of the holy name can eradicate all these things. We said it can burn the sinful reactions, it can burn the sinful seeds, it can counteract the propensity also. Unlike the jnana and yoga marga, which cannot counteract the propensity for committing sin. And it can also destroy the aprarudha pap karma phala also. So, yesterday we were talking about this false ego. In a train, we find one bogi is connected to another bogi with a shunt. You have seen that. Similarly, false ego is the shunt between spiritual body and material body. That is false ego. If that shunt is cut, the soul is liberated. Just like imagine a balloon with helium. You know, you have a nylon thread holding it down in a stone, tied to a stone, a big stone or something. You take a blade and cut the thread, it will go up. So as soon as the false ego is cut off, then the soul can go back to Godhead. That's why Krishna says, Jitātmana prashantātmā paramātmā samāhitā. He says that Jita Atmana means if one has conquered the mind, for him the super soul is reached, he says. Why super soul is reached? If the mind is not involved with false ego, then he looks towards super soul. It is like flip-flop switch, naturally. Our natural propensity is to love and serve Krishna. So, then how this is possible? For that a very foundational change has to come. Vasudeva Paraveda వాసుదేవ పరామకాః వాసుదేవ పరాయోగా వాసుదేవ పరాక్రియాః వాసుదేవ పరం జ్ఞానం వాసుదేవ పరం తపః వాసుదేవ పరో ధర్మో వాసుదేవ పరాగతి. సో దిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వర్స్ విచ్ సేస్ ఫర్ ఎ డివోటీ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. వాసుదేవ పర యోగ, ఆల్ దిస్ డిఫరెంట్ 8 ఐటమ్స్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్ హియర్. టుడే ఇస్ ఏకాదశి డే, వీడి మోర్ తపస్య అండ్ ఏకాదశి డే బై చాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్స్ అండ్ హియరింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ. And this is the tapasya for a devotee. You don't have to do tapasya like Hiranyakashipu or Ravana, who did tapasya for their own self-aggrandizement. But whatever tapasya, whatever kriya, whatever yajna, whatever yoga a devotee does, everything should be centered on Vasudev. And that is the way to turn the false ego into true ego. If a devotee from the early morning up to the time he goes to bed, if a devotee is keeping life completely Krishna-centered, then gradually the false ego will dissolve and the true ego will be established. The only reason why false ego is still there with us is because our mind is still absorbed in activities other than serving Krishna. But if kaya, vacha, manasa, every person is engaged in Krishna always, then one will become Krishna Maya by that. Just like we were reading about Rukmini yesterday, that kind of absorption. So the chanting of the holy name on Ekadashi days is done more, especially with the desire that let the impurities in the mind be cleansed. Let my mind absorb in Krishna more. On Ekadashi days we eat less, sleep less, and hear more, chant more, do Krishna related activities more, and we reduce the other activities, needs of the body and everything. So upavas means stay near the lotus feet of Krishna. Vas means reside, and increase the bhajan, reduce bhajan. That is the meaning of Ekadashi day. And Ekadashi day to Ekadashi day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, we can take a survey of how we are progressing one step closer to Krishna by chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.